Why CIOs need a business-driven cloud strategy. The cloud wars are over. The new battleground is business outcomes, and the organizations winning it share one thing in common: a business-driven cloud strategy that starts with the C-suite and works backward to technology. Every cloud dollar CIOs spend must now tie directly to revenue growth, cost reduction, or risk mitigation. Technical efficiency alone won't cut it anymore. Most cloud strategies still start the wrong direction. Infrastructure first, business value as an afterthought. The three pressures CIOs face today. The demands landing on technology leaders have fundamentally shifted. Three forces now define the job: revenue, revenue first cloud. Marketing, sales, and customer success teams all have cloud-dependent requirements tied directly to growth. Real-time personalization, AI-driven lead scoring, and churn prediction now cross multiple platforms simultaneously, and they don't wait for infrastructure planning cycles. Cost. Cost optimization at scale. Modern FinOps goes beyond tagging and showback. Business units expect cloud spend tied to their own P&L, and CFOs want workload placement decisions that actively exploit pricing differences across providers, not just control costs after the fact. Risk. Risk as a business issue. Data sovereignty, vendor lock-in, and business continuity are no longer IT concerns. They're line items in the executive risk register. Recovery objectives get measured in revenue impact, not hours of downtime. The cost of getting it wrong. Misaligned cloud strategy doesn't announce itself. It accumulates quietly in renewal contracts signed without leverage, in architecture decisions that made sense at the time but created years of lock-in, in workloads that migrated to the cloud and never got optimized once they got there. The visible costs are bad enough. Gartner estimates that organizations waste an average of 30% of their cloud spend, not through recklessness, but through drift. Over-provisioned resources, underused reserved capacity, and licenses that outlive the projects they were bought for. The hidden costs tend to be larger. Three patterns show up consistently across organizations of every size: vendor lock-in, proprietary services that made technical sense at the time, create commercial dependencies that don't show up until renewal. By then, switching costs often exceed years of inflated pricing, and the vendor knows it. Shadow IT sprawl. When business units can't get fast answers from IT, they buy their own cloud services. The result is fragmented spend, duplicated capabilities, and security gaps that no one has visibility into until something goes wrong. Missed optimization windows. Cloud providers offer significant discounts for commitment, but only to customers who negotiate from a position of knowledge. Organizations without an independent view of their own usage patterns consistently leave savings on the table. None of these are technology failures, they're strategy failures, and they're almost always preventable with the right advisory structure in place before the decisions get made. A business-driven framework for workload decisions. The most practical way to align cloud spend with business value is to start with revenue impact, then work outward to the right architecture and investment level. Cloud Latitude applies a three-tier model: high revenue impact, business driver, growth first. Cloud approach: multi-cloud, plus edge for best of breed AI and machine learning and real-time customer experience. Procurement posture, priority one, SL, as across vendors, flexibility over cost efficiency. Medium revenue impact, business driver, efficiency first. Cloud approach: single cloud, deep optimization, committed use discounts, right sizing. Procurement posture, reserved capacity plus automation, business unit showback. Low revenue impact, business driver, cost first. Cloud approach, pure commodity decisions, interruptible workloads, spot pricing, lowest total cost. Procurement posture, no SLA premium, treat as infrastructure spend. The key insight is that not all workloads deserve the same strategic attention. Applying multi-cloud complexity to a low-revenue workload wastes money. Running a customer-facing AI model on the cheapest available compute is a different kind of mistake. What good looks like in practice? Consider a mid-size financial services company with roughly $4 million in annual cloud spend spread across three providers. On paper, the environment looks reasonable. Redundancy across AWS and Azure, a data analytics workload on Google Cloud, and a handful of SaaS tools stitched together. In practice, here's what a business-driven audit typically surfaces. Before cloud, spend allocated by technical team, not business unit, reserved instances purchased based on historical usage, not future roadmap, three vendors, three contracts, no cross-vendor leverage, data analytics platform chosen for capability, now 60% idle, no quantified view of what downtime costs the business. After, showback model ties every dollar to a P&L owner, reservation strategy aligned to an 18-month product roadmap, consolidated negotiation yields improved pricing across all three vendors, analytics workload right-sized, idle capacity eliminated, business continuity plan maps recovery objectives to revenue thresholds. The result in scenarios like this one is typically a 25 to 35% reduction in cloud spend, achieved without migrating a single workload or replacing any vendor. The savings come entirely from better decisions, negotiation, architecture, and governance, applied with a clear view of business priorities. The governance cadence that makes it stick. Strategy documents don't move the business needle. Consistent executive alignment does. Cloud Latitude recommends building a recurring governance rhythm that connects cloud decisions to business decisions at every level. Weekly, business, KP is reviewed alongside cloud KPIs, performance, spend anomalies, incident impact. Monthly, cloud P&L review with the CFO, cost per business outcome, variance to plan, optimization actions. Quarterly, strategic cloud roadmap review with the CEO, vendor relationships, risk posture, multi-year direction. This cadence forces the cloud conversation out of IT and into the boardroom. It also gives CIOs a natural vehicle for surfacing decisions and for demonstrating the value of an unbiased advisory perspective at every stage. Why vendor neutrality changes the outcome. Internal IT teams know the environment deeply, but often lack the market visibility to negotiate effectively or benchmark spend against comparable organizations. They're also rarely positioned to push back on vendor recommendations. They need the relationship to work. Large consultancies bring market knowledge, but their incentives are rarely aligned with the clients. Preferred vendor partnerships, reseller margins, and implementation revenue all create pressure, subtle or otherwise, toward recommendations that generate follow-on work. The value of a truly independent advisor isn't just objectivity. It's what objectivity makes possible. When there's no commercial relationship with any vendor, the conversation changes, negotiation leverage increases, recommendations get stress-tested against actual alternatives, and the client's interests stay at the center of every decision. Cloud Latitude's model is built around this principle. No vendor partnerships, no reseller arrangements, no implementation fees. Advisory services are provided at zero cost to clients. The business case for that model is straightforward. Organizations that save 30% or more on their cloud spend become long-term partners and active advocates. Alignment of incentives produces better outcomes than any contract can guarantee. The new CIO mandate and the CIOs gaining C-suite influence right now share a common shift in framing. They treat cloud as a P&L center, not a cost center. Every vendor decision, architecture choice, and contract negotiation is framed around a business outcome, not a technical capability. That framing is easier to maintain when there's an independent expert voice on your side of the table, one that has seen how comparable organizations structure their environments, what vendors will and won't move on, and where the real savings are hiding. Cloud strategy without business outcomes is just IT project management. Cloud Latitude provides independent technology advisory services at zero cost to clients, helping organizations cut cloud spend by an average of 30% while staying completely vendor agnostic. Visit cloudlatitude.com to talk to an advisor.